bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from Matthew 8, verses 5 through 13. It says, "When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, 'Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly.' And he said to him, 'I will come and heal him.' But the centurion replied, 'Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it.' When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, 'Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.' And to the centurion Jesus said, 'Go, let it be done for you as you have believed.' And the servant was healed at that very moment." We're continuing our little mini-series through unnamed heroes of the faith in Scripture. And this is a classic story of Jesus interacting with the centurion. First thing is, who is the centurion? Well, this would be a Roman. This would be a natural-born Roman citizen. Unlike Paul, who received his citizenship while being Jewish, this is a Gentile person. And so a Gentile, not being one who grew up with the tradition of faith of the Jewish nation of anticipating the coming Messiah, this is someone who, you know, would have learned about this later. This continues a tradition we see throughout Scripture of Jesus reaching outside of his covenant people to offer salvation to those who were not born as, you know, sons, natural sons of Abraham. He healed Naaman, the Ethiopian. The prophet Elisha promises a child to the Shunammite woman who shows him hospitality. And Jesus points out these facts, much to the chagrin of the Jewish people around him, saying that, listen, God is going to go where those are ready to receive him. And here's another example of that happening. This is a Gentile person who responds to Jesus in faith. Such faith, Jesus says, he has not seen in all the nation of Israel. And how does he evidence this faith? Well, first, he shows concern for a servant. So this is someone under his care, someone without maybe a lot of rights. And this person shows great concern for the servant, maybe because of a personal relationship. And maybe, we don't know, because this was just a very hard worker who did a good job. At any rate, the centurion shows great concern. And the person that he goes to try to find healing for his trusted servant is Jesus. And when Jesus says, sure, I'll come heal your servant, he goes even further. And he recognizes the authority of Jesus. He says, I am not worthy to have you in my house. And then he talks about how he has such authority that he can say to one person, go, another person, come, and they will without batting an eye. He recognizes Jesus' authority over life and death, over sickness and health, as we're going to talk about this coming Sunday night. And Jesus responds by saying, I've not seen faith like this anywhere, even among God's covenant people. And he says, go, it will be done with you according to your faith. Let it be done for you as you have believed. And again, we see the connection between our faith and our relationship with Jesus for how he will work in our lives. Without faith, Hebrews tells us, it is impossible to please God. And here, this Gentile person, much like all of us, has exercised faith. May we, like this Roman centurion, recognize who our God is, that he has power over every area of our lives. May we submit our lives to him in that. And when we have fears, when we have anxieties, when we are worried, may we lay them at his feet, because as we are told in Scripture, he cares for us because of the gospel. Thank the Lord that the good news is available not just to the nation of Israel, but to Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, that we are able to receive a relationship with the God of heaven. Lord, we thank you for your power, that you were the promised one, and that you've offered salvation to us on the basis of your grace and your mercy, but also our willingness to exercise faith, that we believe that you are who you say you are. May we continue to exercise that faith as we live out our relationship with you. You know, whatever each of us may be struggling with today, questions we may have, fears that we may have, may we lay them at your feet, God, and trust that you, as the Lord of all, can do something about it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.